A Fairbanks woman is part of a team trying to get a new party on the Alaska ballot. Maria Rensel is running as an Alaska Constitution Party candidate for lieutenant governor. Rensel says the campaign is all about breaking up the lock Republicans and Democrats have on Alaska politics.
They're a duopoly and they work together. And so this is an effort to basically break up a monopoly or a duopoly.
Rensel is trying to get on the ballot along with gubernatorial candidate J.R. Myers of Haines. They both have to gather signatures of 3,017 registered voters, which is 1% of Alaska voters. If successful and they garner at least 3% of the vote in the November general election, the Alaska Constitution Party would join the Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, and Alaskan Independents as official political parties, which can field candidates without having to gather signatures. Rensel, who hosts a Facebook page dedicated to freeing convicted Fairbanks militia leader Schaefer Cox, says the Alaska Constitution Party is affiliated with the National Constitution Party and is predicated on the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the U.S. Constitution.
Common law, the rule of law, the real law of the land. So it's an effort really to decentralize power.
Rensel's running mate J.R. Myers says the campaign is about getting the Alaska Constitution Party on the ballot, noting it shares ideology like the right to life with the Republican Party.
The Republican Party platform often sounds good and sounds very constitutional, but they have failed election cycle after election cycle upon obtaining power. They have failed to implement the policies in a consistent, ideologically consistent way.
Myers cites continued government growth under Republican administrations that's led to deficit spending. He also advocates for changing the Alaska Constitution to bring it more in line with the U.S. Constitution and return mineral rights to landowners.